At a hearing before Dane County Judge John Albert today, lawyers for the unions and the Department of Administration agreed to negotiate their dispute with the help of a mediator to be appointed by the judge. Attorney Peg Lautenschlager says from the union's perspective, the state is in contempt of a court order calling for Capitol access to return to what it was before the huge protest rallies began in February. That would mean opening all 8 doors to the Capitol, eliminating the metal detectors, and allowing protesters to use the rotunda to air their views. But Department of Justice Attorney Maria Lazar says,
"We believe we are in compliance and doing what we have the authority to do and that we're not in contempt."
Lazar says the Department of Administration is working on a plan that will give them the ability to lift some of the security measures and yet be ready to re-implement them if more large rallies occur. It's just not clear if that plan will be ready before the legislature votes on the contentious state budget.
I don't know that we can do it by that time, but we would like workable plans. But we also need the flexibility that the managing authority, the DOA, has to address situations that arise. We can't have our hands tied either.
The unions have agreed to submit a list of examples documenting how the state has failed to completely reopen the Capitol, as the judge ordered in March. The state has agreed to produce a capacity management plan by a deadline to be imposed by the judge. The parties will meet in court again next Tuesday. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.